Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I've been cooking for myself recently.
Oh, you've been cooking for yourself? You think you're that cool, Ted? You think you're such a cool guy that you get someone to cook? You're cooking for yourself.
You make me so mad sometimes, you know that? Let me tell my story before you go on a whole rant about how cool you are because you order fucking sushi 5 times a day, you fucking prick.
I don't order sushi 5 times a day?
Oh, maybe it's sushi like and then it's something else.
Feels like a lot of fish.
Listen, guys, I went to the grocery store and I bought a bunch of cans of beans, different types of beans. Did you know that while there are black beans, there's also white beans. I didn't even know white beans were a thing. I thought that was pinto beans or something. There's white beans.
Did you get pinto beans too or no?
I did, and I got kidney beans too.
Oh my
and
God.
This is what's going on from now on. I'm going to be living off of, and this is what I didn't tell you guys about before we started the podcast. Yeah. I'm going to be living off an entirely bean-based diet.
Okay, and I'm going to call you Bean Boy from now
on. You could call me Bean Boy. You know why? Because I'm from the area in which Bean Town is. That's what they call Boston sometimes. Nobody from Boston calls it that, but they call it Bean Town.
Man, I wish I could find the bean.
The big bean. The bean, there's one in Chicago. Or are you talking about your little tiny testicles? What?
What did you cook for yourself? What did you cook for yourself, you big bean boy?
I cooked myself bean and rice, like curry something.
Oh, thank God there was something else. I really thought you were going to stop at bean.
Bean and rice.
Oh, well, I actually lied there. I was trying to make myself sound normal. I had beanie bean soup. With a side of hard beans as like sort of a textural difference, like uncooked beans.
It's good to differentiate.
Like dry, dry beans.
Thank you for asking. I had mashed beans.
I had refried beans. I had refried beans and fried beans.
I had unfried beans.
And unfried beans entirely. Normal beans, fried beans, and then refried beans.
Ungrown beans.
So let me tell you this. Who in their right mind looked at fried beans and was like, no, we need again.
Yeah, let's give this another shot. The retry became the recipe.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
no, you're right, though, because I've never seen fried beans on a menu. So the first person that did fried beans, they went out, they presented it, and it was like, you know, here's fried beans. And someone just grabbed their arm and said, oh, you're not done.
I guess I'll do it again.
We've never done this for anything else. Nothing has ever been like this before. Do it again.
He looked him directly in the eye and he said, these beans aren't fried enough. Try again.
I will tell you this though, Ted. I have gotten on the home cooking trend.
Have you really? What are you cooking?
Well, I'm not cooking anything. I bought a chef.
You bought a chef?
That's still good. That's still good.
I have a personal chef.
I know, but the fact that you said that you bought it makes it a lot, like, somehow you turned getting a personal chef less into like this luxurious thing and more into like a hostage situation.
I just got one. Yeah. He's in my kitchen.
You keep him in a cage under the sink?
Is he always in your kitchen, Schlatt? Or does he...
Hey, right now he is, and that's all I'm going to say.
Are you eating right now what he made for you?
Yes, sir.
Can you hold up a piece of it so we can look at it? That's crazy that the sauces spell out H-E-L-P? What is
H-E-L-P?
Condiments on
it. I don't know what that means.
Oh, you mixed them around.
I'm illiterate.
Do you ever think that it's wrong to keep this chef in a little cage where he can only wear his chef outfit and you feed him like little baby carrots?
Listen, do I think it's fair that I tied a rat to the top of his scalp? No, but certain things in life aren't fair.
And why is it that you only have like a floor time for him and you take him out of his cage and you let him run around real fast?
I ring the bell. It's like a Pavlovian like thing. Once he hears the bell, he's like, oh, it's time. And then he runs and he scampers about.
It's like you've got the same...
Do you pay the man or the rat?
Well, the rat's the mastermind.
It sounds like you have like the same schedule as Charlie does with his guinea pigs, i.e. the floor time.
The floor time.
It's important. It's important for the chef to get his energy out between cooking.
laboring for Schlatt and spending time being compressed in, like, it's like those fucking Monsters, Inc. like he's shoved
the
into
scream
a
scream container.
No. You know, in Monsters, Inc. where they got, there was something about the kid was about to get compressed into like a trash square or something like that.
Oh yeah. I think I know you're talking about.
I imagine that is sort of where the same size that the chef lives in, but he's like, his skin is kind of like poking through the...
So you think that when Schlatt is done with his chef, he dehydrates him like space food and just puts him away.
No, but I like that idea way better than what I was originally pitching. He like puts him into a little chamber and he's like, all right, time to turn back to dust, you little shit.
You will now not exist for 4 hours.
So, okay, but seriously, though, so you actually got it. You got a private chef?
Yeah.
Schlatt?
How are you liking it so far?
Yeah, but private chef. He cooks me food. I like it.
It's
good.
I was talking to Austin about this because with what we do, I mean, it's like, it's, unless you're a really, I don't know.
Well,
hard.
Dehydrating people? That's, because that's what we do. For sure.
It requires rather hefty initial investment.
Suck all their water out and we put them in a cube. And
it's
hard.
You need the hyperbolic time chamber.
It's a lot of work to do to get all that water out of there.
Yeah, seriously. You're using a lot of water and Team C's would not be proud of you, Schlatt. But
no, exactly. Ted, you make a good point. There, we do not have... I mean, we kind of operate in that way where it's just... If it's convenient for us, we just do it. And so that's how we fall into that DoorDash trap.
Yeah.
And breaking out of that is very hard, especially when when the transition is, oh, I just click a couple buttons and the food's here in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, oh, now I have to spend hours a day and like actually think about what I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
So if you have money, all you have to do is actually just get a chef and both problems solved. Now you're eating good food. Yeah. Now you're eating healthy food and it's still convenient.
That's I will what say Mr. definitely.
Oh, sorry.
No, sorry. I think we all have this shared experience of like we fucking have our day, we're doing it, and then like somewhere in like a little 5 minute interval, we take eat and just shove it in. And we're like, please work here. Yeah. I get
that's what Mr. Austin Show was suggesting to me because I before when we were about to do your stream that stream the Jenga stream, since Austin's like he's a fit guy, like he seems to his life together. Very significantly.
He does, because he doesn't work. He doesn't do anything.
Well, he's got it all figured out, it feels like.
Great.
So I was like,
once a year. Like, yeah, the dude's got time.
So I was like, Austin, how do you stay in shape? Like, what do you do? And he was like, I've got a personal trainer, and then I've also got a private chef. And I was like, damn, okay. I don't know if I necessarily have the commitment to you know, get a straight up like personal trainer and like a private chef or something like that. It also sounds really, really fucking expensive. But like, is it the same way that Austin was telling me where they just, this chef, they come at the beginning of the week and they like meal prep for the week for you?
Yeah. So basically, it's not even private in that way. It's like, it's just a chef that I pay at the beginning of the week. I get a shit ton of Tupperware. They don't even cook in my kitchen.
Right.
They just cook it. They get all the ingredients.
I was
going
to ask about that. Like, does the person show up and like flip shit in front of you? Just like, all right.
They cook all the shit at home. And then they just, and then they bring it to you with some Tupperware. And then it's a, it's, you know, you pay them weekly. And it actually turns out to be about as expensive as ordering every meal from DoorDash. So
I was,
which is what I was doing.
Yeah.
So in this case, then the advantage is that it's marginally healthier than I expect than DoorDash.
Yeah. And it tastes better. It tastes better. Yeah, absolutely.
So what have you, so how long have you been doing this for?
A couple weeks. I was on and off with it for, you know, the past couple months. Yeah. But I decided to commit to it because I realized, wow, this just makes more sense. I thought about it logically for a second.
Yeah.
And I get mostly like grilled chicken meals. She's good at making, my chef is very good at making like sauces and shit.
That's
cool.
And
so it looks like there's some cummies on my chicken right now. It's just a delicious sauce. I don't even know what it is.
Delicious.
But, it's probably fantastic. Cummies.
Yeah. It's probably cummies. It's probably cummies. I might be eating cummies. But,
audio listeners love you to death. There's a little bit of a cummy going on there.
A little bit of cummy on my chicken.
A little bit of refried cummy.
Do you feel...
Now there's a little bit of cummy in my tummy.
Do you feel better? Like, do you not feel... Because one of the things that...
No, it's fine. We just move on in this podcast, don't we? We just keep the fucking ball rolling.
What,
dude.
Just the fact that... Was it something Charlie said and I totally missed it? Or was Schlatt just talking about the cummy in my tummy?
Like, said, like it was any other day, now there's a little bit of cummy in my tummy. And you were like, that's great, Schlatt. Now, can I ask you one more question about your personal chef? Like, that is an insane thing to say.
Okay, here's the thing about dealing with Schlatt sometimes.
No, it's fine.
I mean, he'll find his thing he wants to say. He'll find his explicit thing that he wants to say. And then he'll keep going unless you stop him.
Stop. What's
and,
in
and
there,
move
man?
On
what's in there
from the topic? Because like,
what's
you can,
in what?
Let me. You're sniffing.
You gotta
it.
Understand, and the listeners here gotta understand too. Schlatt could talk about the cummy in his tummy for 5 hours straight if he had to. If it was making him money and people were listening to him, he's gonna keep going.
I love the way it feels dripping down my esophagus.
Yeah, see what I'm talking about? Tell me that I'm wrong. He loves talking about cum.
No, you're right. You're right. And that's fine.
I'm just living my best self. I got a chef now.
He
delivers cum to my doorstep every
morning. Are you feeling better now that it is? I mean, you've introduced a lot more cum to your diet, but
well, hey,
how are you feeling about it?
I've mainly been feeling better because I actually started on probiotics too. So
you're drinking
it's like kombucha and such?
You're drinking some kombucha?
No.
You back on that kombucha train?
No.
Kombucha?
That's the only just good bacteria
drinking,
for your
you're
tummy.
Drinking cum?
So you're
it's just good bacteria for your tummy. It
so
works
slugging,
in conjunction with the cum.
So you're slugging cum, you're slugging in bottles conjunction. Of bacteria. You sound
it's
like
bottles,
you're in your worst state. Sounds
oh,
like
one so, pill every day.
Oh, so you just introduce microbes to your system every day?
Yeah.
It's not even like I eat this thing or I do this thing. Exactly right. He's not even staying human, bro.
Charlie, before I start on this, there was a 2-week span where everything I ate, whether it was good or not, whether it was the home cooked meals or not, it would just turn to liquid shit. An hour later, and I would just shit it out, and my asshole was raw for weeks.
And I trust you.
And I got on the pro. I called my mom, and she was like, "You got to get the good bacteria in your tummy."
You sound like you're 150 years old. The way that you're describing the way that your bowels work.
And so I have it,
and I'm not taking that
probiotic.
Back.
I get the home cooked meal. And I'm happy.
Schlatt, you should start putting all of these various things you're putting into your body, all these vitamins, in one of those little old person pill containers. Then you'll really have reached your final form.
I feel like the more we talk about probiotics, like probiotic is such a sterile word. I feel like I sound like a plankton when I say
yeah, like why can't we be why can't we be antibiotic? That's my question.
Fellow single-celled. I actually am, which is
funny
you mentioned.
I'm not probiotic. I'm probionical. That's what I'm saying.
Ooh. Toa Nuju, the white dude with the skis on his feet that he also uses as weapons. You remember that guy?
I do. Mask of Light. I had the Mask of Light when I was a kid.
Maybe, in fact, you remember Toa Liwa, the green one.
Wait. I think we've talked about this before. You're talking right now
about... What was the one where they turned into spiders? That's the only one I know is when they turned into spiders. What were the Toa spiders?
I think, Schlatt, you started with the mutant ones, didn't you? Or was that Charlie?
I started with the mutant ones.
That was me. I started with the mutant ones.
Okay. I started with the Toa, bro. Those were the OGs.
Yeah, they had the probiotics in them.
And I thought that the island's name was Matanui.
It was, and that's where they lived, but they were the Toa.
Right, right. And those two little annoying fucks. Have you seen that movie in a while, the original Bionicle movie? It's really not good, but no, I remember I that shit you. Being so good. For those who don't have the context, the Bionicles, it was a section of Legos where it was like, they were basically like action figures, but you could also absolutely, as a child, defile them and turn them into disgusting beasts of your wildest imagination.
And you would.
I'd build a thing for like a month. I'd have it sitting up there. I'd play with him for a bit, and then he'd inevitably just start falling apart.
Yeah.
And I had a toy chest, a big toy chest with a huge door, and you'd open it, and it would just be a sea of...
dismembered like parts.
Yes, just bionicle pieces, and I'd make concoctions. I called them.
There's not enough blades on this one.
I'd make my own bionicles.
Your parents would be like wondering where you are, and they creak open the door. It's a dark room.
They look over into the corner of the room,
and there's like a hunched over figure like digging through a fucking bin, and they're like, honey, it's time for
No, mother, I'm making my concoctions. The mask, mother, it's at the bottom.
It's like floor time. It's my concoction time.
Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Dude, you sounded like a little tiny baby warlock.
You imagine
when you
turn over to your fucking mom, tell her Mookie.
God, man.
Like, what?
This explains.
Honey,
this
needs more probiotics. What the hell's going on?
You know, this explains. If this is what Schlatt's childhood was like, this explains a lot about those Instagram girls that were following him and then unfollowing him. They wanted his follow, but they didn't want to see what shit he was up to on his Instagram. Dude.
They wanted your bionicles. They wanted your blades.
I did not post my bionicles on Instagram, dude. I knew better than that.
Oh, as if that's a bad thing.
I read the book.
I'm just saying.
I read the Bionicle book.
I'm just saying, you wouldn't even get the follow in the first place from the popular girls if you had Bionicle on your story.
Yeah. But now, I don't even know how we got into this. I don't even know where this came from.
I don't know. We were talking about gut protein.
Yeah, you were doing the probiotics. So you're feeling better about the probiotics, Schlatt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it just a shitting thing, or does it have other benefits?
It's a shit. Like a for me, it's just a shitting thing. I no longer have diarrhea every day after everything I eat, and that has been a large weight off my shoulders.
At the end of the day, it's always a shitting thing, though.
It's always
when you break it down to its core components, like anything that we do in our life becomes a shitting thing.
It's true.
I don't need to expand on that more.
No, I think you should.
Even in death, when the vultures have picked your body clean, because you know everybody knows that when anyone dies, they end up as a corpse on some sort of salt flat. Everyone dies and they get transported to the salt flat to be picked apart by the grand vultures
to feed the Raven Queen. Yes,
a sky burial, if you will. Did you know that's a thing?
A sky burial. How do you stay there?
Really strong magnets.
It's an actual like cultural thing in I think What's that area of that is used to not? I think it's Tibetan, like a Tibetan sky burial.
Put you up in a trebuchet and then watch you go.
Eventually,
it's just a regular barrel.
That's just
a burial.
Act of war. Isn't this just an act of war at that point? If you're flinging dead bodies into other civilizations,
always comes back to this with you. No, dude, they ate their probiotics over the wall of China.
Okay, calm down, everyone.
They put a cork up in your butt, too, so the shit doesn't...
Well, you know, I would be able to tell you about this sky burial. And now you're silent. Wait, what? Okay.
Toka Mataki.
Mata Nui.
A sky burial, commonly done in Mata Nui, just kidding, is a funeral practice in which a human corpse is placed on a mountaintop to decompose while exposed to the elements or to be eaten by scavenging animals, especially carrion birds. I guess that's a vulture. It's a specific type of the general practice of excarnation. it's practiced in the Chinese provinces of Tibet, Xinhai, Sichuan, Inner Mongolia.
That's where they got
it's a real thing. That's what I'm saying. It's a real thing, and I think we should be adding this to the rest of the world.
So, I was kind of hoping there would be a way for them to stay up there. I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah, they put you at the top of a mountain, but you're still on the ground.
It's still
a burial eventually, right?
But
then you're
in
the stomach. Well, then your skin and your cartilage and your blood and maybe little pieces of your bones, too. I don't know how much bone they eat. End up in the stomachs of birds flying in the sky. And most birds shit in the sky.
They probably don't eat your bones. They probably spit out your bones onto the ground. I'm going to be honest.
It all comes back. It all comes back.
To the shitting.
To Mother Earth. To the liquid shit.
That's an official statement from the Chuckle Sandwich podcast.
It all comes back to liquid shit.
When all things end, the shit comes flying down to the earth. It all falls to the earth.
I eat probiotics so when the ravens that consume me so that they have good shits after. I'm returning the bacteria to the cycle. You know what I mean?
Well, what is your like situation? Speaking of you doing probiotics, Charlie, what's your food situation?
Sorry, I started wanting to name probiotics, but I have no idea what that would mean.
Oh, I can name some probiotics right now.
Name some probiotics.
I'll tell you some probiotics.
Zamblagam. Like, what is that? I don't know what
Zamblagam.
X-Deluxe. X-Deluxe.
No.
Muscle.
X-Deluxe. That does not sound like a probiotic,
I would not take X-Deluxe or Zamblagam. Zamblagam doesn't sound like a probiotic.
Zamblagam?
I've got another one for you.
Like a parasite. That's what
I know some. I know some. These are real ones, Schlatt. Grease demon. It's not just called grease. It's grease demon.
Grease I'm making demon. An antibiotic and calling it schmutz. No, I mean they're all about riding the
microbial sphere, microbial layer, mucous membrane.
The only one I know is called like a line or a light or like, you know, something that's like, you know, hey, we're setting you on the right path here because
I'm not
going to
eat anything called a light. Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to eat anything that implies it's going to set me on fire.
God, this fucking company scammed Schlatt into chewing on light bulbs. This is fucking bullshit.
It's pretty crazy. I've had some doing that.
He's got a good source of iron.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Best part is that little kind of fuse in the middle. Like that's the real. That's the good stuff. You just got to.
Oh
get
yeah,
the
that's
glass.
Where all the. That's what gives you the, you know, the spark.
My, that's where
truth.
I get my spark. Yeah, it's from eating light bulbs. I don't really take probiotics. I'm thinking about it now. I'm thinking about starting Schlatt's kind of sold me on it. Sounds kind of nice. I'm like, it couldn't hurt. Grace drinks a lot of kombucha, and I always take a sip, and I'm always like, too spicy. But maybe I should give it a shot.
Too spicy?
Yeah, too spicy.
Are you not good? Well,
is kombucha spicy?
I don't think it is. I think it's sort of carbonated. I think the carbonation comes from the literal
bacteria. You want me
bacteria.
To have 1,000 different words for the way that food and drink can hurt me? I'd rather just not have them if they can. All right?
If it hurts, spicy.
Well, this is a good opportunity to ask, Charlie. You know, I'm the bean guy. And I'll talk about what I'm actually doing in a second. But like, what do you normally do? Because I feel like you don't really.
What, to get my...
You know, it doesn't seem like you DoorDash that much. It seems like you've got your food situation figured out.
Oh, no, what? No, I actually, I fall into this trap too. I'll have weeks where I just can't. I'm so like, sometimes what I'll do is I really like to cook for myself. Like, I try to make it work whenever I can, and I do.
Dude,
the problem is...
Charlie.
No. It's still the thing, though, where it's a time thing. Like, I will end up at the end of the day, and there's a bunch of dishes in my fucking sink. And I'm like, oh, like, I'm glad I did, but now I gotta clean everything and then do it again, and it just never ends.
I agree with you on that.
Sometimes I cave, and it'll usually always be something healthy that I get over DoorDash, like a fucking acai bowl is one that I really like doing, or like a burrito or something that I keep it simple. I'm like, give me the tomato, give me the lettuce, give me the bean, give me the schmeat, don't give me the cheese, put it in a tortilla, whole wheat. So I try to minimize it. It's really all a time thing, though.
Give me the lettuce.
Give me the lettuce.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I gotta say,
I'm too spicy.
When it comes to ordering food, though, I agree with you on the fucking, first of all, dishes, pain in the ass, especially when it's like every meal you make is like, okay, there's a whole fucking cleanup with that. But I think the hardest thing for me with ordering food is that I don't think that I can live healthily and also be a food order, like a consistent food order, because whenever I order food...
They just don't make it healthy, dude. They just don't make it healthy.
Well, yeah, they don't make it healthy, but then also my brain like switches into like... I guess
mode.
I was just raised, like, we didn't order food a lot when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So whenever you are ordering food, it's like, oh shit, we're ordering food. This is a
party
big deal.
Party time!
Yeah, it's like, it's a treat. So... my brain switches into like, I guess it's time to treat myself. And then it's like, there are some times when it's happening every single day where it's like fucking noon. And I'm like, I guess I could have a fucking burger
again. I deserve this again. Yeah.
I deserve this.
Fat cells twice a day?
Oh, God.
Dude, there was a period of time where I had fat cells twice in 1 week. Twice.
Oh, twice in 1 week is still.
I don't even know. Did I have fat cells while I was with you guys? I don't think.
Wait,
I did.
I think you guys mentioned it,
but I don't think I had it.
No, yet. Charlie would not have been able to handle it. I feel like Charlie would have.
There's more.
What do you mean I wouldn't have been able to handle?
What do you mean I wouldn't have been able to handle fat cells?
What do you
say
that? What do you mean?
Have we talked about fat cells?
How big is this cell guy? How big is this guy?
What up, Chucklers? We're going to be talking about today's sponsor for this episode, the first of which is our friends at Babbel. We've all heard this before, whether it's saving more or spending less, getting organized or losing weight, there's a lot of worthwhile goals to do this year. And at the top of your list should be learning a new language with Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. The whole Babbel process is addictively fun and easy, and Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons for real-world use. And Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. I don't know how many times I gotta say this to you guys, but other language learning apps use stinky, dirty, disgusting AI for their language learning plans. But Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language learning experts. Okay? Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you will get an additional 3 months for free. That is 6 months for the price of 3. All right, we're getting better at math over here on the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast. Just go to Babbel.com and use promo code CHUCKLE. That's Babbel.com using promo code CHUCKLE. Our other sponsor for this episode is ShipStation. We all know what's going on. More people are shopping online than ever. And if you're selling stuff online, you're definitely in the right business. No matter how much you sell, ShipStation makes it super easy to manage and ship all of your orders from all of your sales channels faster, cheaper, and more efficiently. You can access discounted shipping rates and pretty much automate any shipping task that you can think of. You'll spend a lot less time shipping and a lot more time growing your business, baby. No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, or even your own website, ShipStation funnels all of your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without the contracts or commitments. It is no wonder why ShipStation has more 5-star reviews than any other shipping service. And we use ShipStation for our merch, too. So you can use our offer code CHUCKLE to get a 60-day free trial with ShipStation. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in CHUCKLE. Thanks so much to our sponsors, and let's get back to the episode. But have we? Oh, have
he's
we?
Big.
Have we?
I don't think
about
we
that?
Have. No, I don't think we have talked about Fat Sauce.
Okay, for people who don't know, there's a restaurant or a sandwich place in L.A. called Fat Sal's, which sells. It's the name really gives you a good idea of what they sell. It's these heroes big that salads. Are, they're just big, massive sandwiches that are incredibly caloric. You know, the Fat Sal itself, the original Fat Sal, the sandwich, it's got like roast beef, fucking mozzarella sticks, chicken fingers in it, I think, at the same time.
Yeah, dude, mozzarella sticks like, on a sandwich?
As soon as you fry, know. As soon as you fry anything and put it in a sandwich, like, it's a slippery slope, man. It's, like, it's never one thing.
Like,
onion
I'll get
rings,
the,
shit like that, like, nothing.
I'll tell you what the Fat Texas is, because I've gotten that
Yeah,
a
what's
few
the
times.
Worst thing you've, like, ever gotten? That's also what I
well,
want to
I mean,
this.
I think anything there is the worst thing that you've ever gotten.
Yeah, like, that's kind of true.
It's okay, but it's so song, it, at the same time it's so good. Like okay, so okay, it's actually worse than I.
No,
ever
it's just
could have
read
imagined.
Every
okay.
ingredient.
So
every
the Fat Texas, the
then
Fat Texas is
yeah.
barbecue pastrami brisket, chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, grilled onions, melted cheddar, and Jesus. Mozzarella, fries, mayo, honey barbecue on a garlic hero.
Oh, dude. You
dude,
are.
That 2,500 calories.
I have a question. Have you
At
eaten
least.
That ever?
I have. Multiple.
You're fucked,
multiple
dude.
Times.
You're going to hell.
I'm going to hell, yeah. And I've also had the Fat Sal, which is not as many ingredients, but it's thinly sliced ribeye steak, mozzarella sticks, onion rings, fries, brown gravy, mayo on a garlic hero.
Oh,
it's,
my God.
It's Schlatt's had it before, and I mean, you liked it though.
It was really fucking
well,
good.
Well, of course,
it was
it's
really
like all
good.
Of the good
it's,
things.
Well, it is all the because
I need
it's
to make,
all the good things. It's true.
I need to make a like distinction. It. I need to make a distinction okay. that it is okay. not okay. one of those restaurants where it's like they're not trying to make it like disgustingly caloric. It is very
they're
very
just
caloric.
They're trying to kill you.
They know and they recognize that they're very, you know, fat sandwiches, but they're still good. It's not overwhelmingly greasy or disgusting.
I see.
I
so it's
say.
Not like gross to be gross, is what you're saying. I think I get.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Like there's a restaurant in there's a restaurant in Las Vegas called what's it called? The Heart Attack Summit. It's called the Heart Attack Grill. And it's, I think it was on, there's a literal neon sign on the outside of this restaurant. And Scott, you can put this on the screen where it says over 350 pound people. Like if you weigh over 350 pounds,
okay,
you eat
got
free.
This. Yeah.
So.
Oh,
that
wait,
is a
why
terrible
would they do
incentive?
That?
Have you heard about this? There's people that have died. Being
yeah, it seems like they
place.
Really hate return customers, is what I'm hearing.
It's a real thing. There's a giant sign on the outside that says over 350 pounds eats free.
I just feel like I couldn't terrible. Like do a business like that. I'd feel so fucking shitty. Like I'm enabling this. You know what I mean?
Let me read the Wikipedia for this place. Okay. The Heart Attack Grill is an American hamburger restaurant in downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. It makes a point of serving food that is very unhealthy and high in fat, sugar, and cholesterol. In other words, food that, if eaten frequently, will increase the chances of a heart attack, hence the name. The menu is generally themed around items that are exceptionally high in calories and fat. It includes single, double, triple, quadruple, all the way up to octuple bypass hamburgers ranging from 8 to 32 ounces.
What is a bypass? Wait. What is a bypass hamburger? That sounds
gastric bypass. It's referring to gastric bypass, which is a surgery where they suck fat out of you, I think.
Yeah.
What part of this appeals to people? Oh, I found it. I found an image of the octuple bypass burger.
So, ranging from 8 to... the hamburgers ranging from 8 to 32 ounces, which is 230 to 910 grams of beef, up to 8,000 calories. There's all-you-can-eat flatliner fries cooked in pure lard, beer, and tequila, butterfat milkshakes, and soft drinks such as the Mexican bottle Coca-Cola made with cane sugar. So I guess because that's...
Oh, thank God they get the Mexican Cokes.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Customers can also order unfiltered cigarettes or candy cigarettes for children.
Unfiltered? They sell cigarettes?
They sell candy cigarettes for children.
Oh my God! What the fuck? What the actual hell?
I'm not done, Charlie. I'm not done. Customers over 350 pounds in weight eat for free if they weigh in with a nurse waitress. There's nurse waitresses if you want to get into the weird fetish zone, perhaps, of the people being fat and going there and like, I can't wait to see my nurse. Before eating, beverages and to-go orders are excluded, and sharing food is also not allowed for the free food deal for if you're over 350 pounds. One of the restaurant's promotions is a reward for customers who finish a triple or quadruple bypass burger, after which they are placed in a wheelchair and wheeled out to their vehicle by their personal nurse.
The first thing I thought when I heard about the bypass burgers is Matt Stoney probably ate one, and he is the first thing that comes up when you search this thing.
It's oh, really?
And this fucking thing. It's a literal tower of meat.
Yeah, I see that. What else I see is I see that the octuple bypass burger, which is immediately the one that struck a chord with me,
of course,
has 20,000, well, no. Sorry, I don't want to mislabel this. 19,900 calories. And you know what's funny too is they've laid this out like the back of a Chuckle sandwich shirt. And I'm going to read to you all the ingredients in one of these bad boys. It's like more to, it just keeps going.
That is
it's
literally like, 10 times the daily allowance. Yeah.
Freshly baked bun, crisp chopped lettuce, beefsteak tomatoes, juicy bacon, gourmet red onion, fresh cheddar cheese, half a pound of beef, another red onion, more cheese, another half a pound of beef, another red onion, more cheese, another half a pound of beef,
as more it lists
bacon.
More, as it lists more patties, the text gets red.
It does. Another half pound patty, gourmet sauce, freshly baked bun.
I wish that each ingredient, instead of just saying another, they said yet another, and then after that they're like, you wouldn't believe it, but an additional. So it doesn't even, we're looking at the sandwich pictures right now, they don't even really look that good.
It just looks like,
it looks like a dry burger.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, man. You go there once when you're in Vegas. You hear stories about it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think there's many return customers. Yeah.
I feel
honest.
No one, like very little times has that thing been capitalized on. I think it's more of just like an interest.
So let's talk about the illnesses and deaths from this. The restaurant spokesman, a 575-pound man, I won't say his name just to respect him because he's dead, died on March 1st, 2011, aged 29. From complications of the pneumonia. The Arizona location closed shortly thereafter. So then they were originally in Arizona, and then they moved to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And then in 2012, a customer had an apparent heart attack while eating a triple bypass burger at the restaurant.
Was it named the Heart Attack Grill already, or did they see that and they were
Dude, it was. But this is even more fucked up. Restaurant owner Joe Basso called 911, and the customer was taken to the hospital. Reportedly, patrons thought it was a stunt and started taking photos.
So this vacillated. All just sounds. This all just seems bad, man. This all just seems bad.
Yeah.
The guys just with their phone. Everybody, we're at the Heart Attack Diner. Look what's going on back there. Jesus Christ, man.
You know, I think that's something that we should do. We should do that on this. Should we?
Ted?
We should go there. I think that we should make a fucking attack? Video for the channel where we go there and see what it's all about.
No.
It's not like we're gonna go in there and you have to get the 19,000 calorie.
Of course we do.
It's not gonna be like, well, guys,
you're making it sound
I'll
like you won't be able
salad.
To control yourself.
What if we like dressed up and what if we put weights on us?
Oh Lord, dude.
One of us weighed in at over 350 pounds.
Walk in like, despite my small frame, I actually weigh 400 pounds.
I think they actually weigh
and
you
in. And also feel
if you
like
do
metal.
The free. Like if you want to actually do it, I think that they actually weigh you in.
But you could do that Naruto shit where you're tying like weights around your legs and stuff.
Yeah, I could simply tie 300 pounds of weight.
Wait, hold on. Charlie just said I can tie 300 pounds of weight. That means that Charlie weighs 50 pounds.
50 pounds.
or 50 or or 51 pounds.
I'm like, I'm sort of like an ant, though. You know what I mean? Like, I can pick things up, but like a big Gus will for sure take me out.
Yeah, yeah. I think that you should go into choke form and then enter the restaurant, and that's when you'll be able to do the bypass.
Choke. Yeah, if you choke, yeah.
Oh, if I choke out, oh man.
So they'll wheelchair you out.
I get the problem is I get less dense when I choke out, so it's like the same weight, just over a bigger distance and more slippery. Yeah, so they probably won't be able to get me on the scale. Yeah,
just more surface area.
But yeah, I mean, that's
a lot of skin.
That's the Heart Attack Grill, though. So, Fat Sal's is not like this. It is not this for the sake of... And so, I think that when...
Which isn't saying too much, to be honest, but...
Yeah.
At least
we don't even have anything like that in Austin. Like, the worst sandwich I get, somewhat... It's like I treat... If I'm feeling like an extra good boy, I sometimes treat myself to this place who sells a sandwich with fried chicken... mozzarella sticks and honey on it, along with other sauces and cheeses and stuff. It's very nice, but it's not. It doesn't come close to Fat Sal's, and it doesn't.
Yeah, let me clarify something too. Let me clarify something too. There's two sections to the Fat Sal's menu. You've got the fat sandwiches, but then you've got the Sal's signature heroes. So the signature heroes are like normal sandwiches. So like you've got like a Philly cheesesteak that's just like ribeye steak, melted American grilled onions on a warm hero. And then you've got stuff like I've gotten, when I've ordered there before, I'm like, I can't do the thing, but I also want a Fat Sal's item. So I would get like a turkey club or something from there, which is like not significantly caloric in that sense. But there's they've got the most items they have in a section is of the fat sandwiches, and it's also called Fat Sal's. So
yeah, it's crazy. The worst thing you'd see up here in on a menu up here, like in Vermont, is
kale.
Yeah, like bad herbs.
Yeah, that's fried kale.
We put extra lettuce on this one.
Full fat goat milk on the menu today, guys.
Secret
hope you don't
leaves.
Gain too much weight from that one. Cheese, just cheese.
Yeah, like freshly milk, freshly cheese, freshly goated cheese. No. Freshly cheese.
No, that's how it works. Goats are different than cows in the sense that they've got a cheese udder and they've got a normal milk udder.
Yeah, you don't milk goats. You goat them.
Goat cheese. Did you realize that goat cheese is just goat dick cheese?
What?
What are you?
Oh, Ted, that's the end of the podcast. That's the end of the podcast. The podcast just ended the second you said that.
Those are some tummy slat doesn't want in his tummy.
How is that worse than Schlatt saying I've got cummy in my tummy?
Well, for cummy, him, tummy, it's funny. That's that was good. That was good.
Dick goat cheese?
I have a question.
No,
is goat cheese before or after probiotic? Does it come out like that, do you think?
Well, if you feed a goat enough probiotics, it'll start, you know, the cheese will just be coming out of every orifice in the goat. It'll just be... It'll
have
be
you ever, Ted, like a what chia do you pet. Think a goat looks like?
What do I...
Ted, what do have you ever think seen, a goat is?
Have you ever seen that movie with the little guys?
The movie?
Oh, right, yeah, no, the movie with the little guys.
No, the little Grumblues. Grumbas.
So this is not real.
You guys know what I'm talking about. This is a thing.
How
the
would
little
we?
Green
no.
Guys.
They scurry around.
What are you? Okay, this is frustrating. The little guys.
What's
and
the
they go,
small? No, there is a
go,
small movie I'm thinking where he's
look
the
at
big
me.
Glasses and he's tiny. Top five shrinking scenes in movies. Watch Mojo. What's the one where they shrink?
Charlie's in his mind palace right now.
No. It's here.
Furbies.
Kirby's?
No, Furbies.
Oh, Furbies.
But we could.
Oh.
Big mouth.
We could talk about
small, big mouth, big, tiny.
We could
face.
Talk about that.
Big mouth mode.
Big worms. Mouthful mode.
Mouthful.
Mouthful. Everybody gangsta until they girl go mouthful mode?
Can we explain what you guys are talking about right now?
No.
Or I'm going to lose my mind.
Nintendo did a direct, one of those little presentations where they unveil a bunch of new games, and Kirby was one of them. And then this mode where Kirby gets all big and then he starts swallowing shit.
No, he doesn't get all big. He doesn't get all big. That's a misconception. He doesn't get all big. He puts his whole body over something, and then just instead of swallowing it, just stays there, I guess.
See, but the problem is with this, I don't understand. He doesn't swallow it. He just
stays around it.
This is just arguably a worse mode for Kirby to be in.
Well, it's mouthful mode.
You could get like a box cutter knife and just fillet him.
No, he'd just go mouthful mode on the box cutter knife. I don't think he'd be able to
swallow that one too.
He wouldn't swallow it.
So Kirby just eats bigger things now.
It's not even that he eats it though. He unhinges his jaw like a snake and then wraps himself. Kirby became foreskin.
Yeah, he can't. He can't swallow these things.
No. So Kirby is now.
So we stopped the podcast on Goat Dick Cheese, but when we start talking about Kirby, a beloved video game character as a foreskin, we're still going.
This makes sense. This one just makes sense.
Who made you the warden of truth?
Tell you what, Ted. You ever seen Five Skin?
No, I haven't.
Do you want to?
Is this like something like one man, one jar, or two girls, one cup kind of shit?
No, I don't think so. No, it's not.
Are you about to show me a man with five layers of foreskin? I don't know.
It's just
a
word play thing I thought of. I'm going to look up five skin, guys. Okay, no, it's not like a weird thing. We're all good.
It's not a real thing?
Good. Yeah, I just figured if foreskin implies the existence of five skin.
Yeah, that is true. Well, no, actually, that's not true. You can't just say that one number implies the existence of the next number, although that is technically true.
Yeah, so there you go.
That doesn't apply to all things. Like, Fast and Furious 1 implies the existence of multiple Fast and Furiouses. Who knows when they're going to stop? I mean, it doesn't work like that.
Well, I mean, that's exactly how it's working.
What do you mean?
All I'm saying is there are multiple Locos.
There's four of them.
Hey, all I'm saying is Uno implied the existence of Dos, and if you walk into a Walmart, guess what you can find now, baby?
A game called Uno.
No, Dos is real.
They made Dos. No,
yes,
they don't.
Yes,
Dos
they did.
Is not
yes,
real.
They did. Yes, they did. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. I'm going to put it in the chat. They made Dos. I saw Dos in a store. I saw Dos in a fucking store. Dos is goddamn real.
Dos card?
It's real.
Dos? This is not real, right?
Yes, it is.
This isn't real.
Yes,
they didn't make Dos?
I'm going to... Walmart.com, 21,000 reviews.
What
Dos.
The fuck? From the makers of Uno comes Dos?
The world's number two card game. And if such a thing can exist, why just go up? Three skin is real too.
Trace.
Wait, what changes about? Is it just the same game, but...
You need two cards to win?
It's a little easier.
It's just a little easier version?
There's no way that's all it is. Is that literally all it is?
I don't know. I've never played Dos, but I just know it's real and I've seen it in the store.
Dos involves a race to be the first to get rid of your cards. Okay. To start, there are two discard piles between the players. On each player's turn, they can discard either pile with either one or two cards. So if a player has two cards that add up to the number of a card in the center pile, they're able to put down two cards?
That actually sounds kind of like a whole new game.
It is. That sounds like a whole new game.
Wow. All right. Well, that works out.
Well, it sounds like Dos to me.
It does.
It does sound like Dos.
When's Trace coming out, you guys think?
Dude, I don't know what Trace would even entail. Like, I feel like you'd start ripping the fabric of reality if you started making Trace. That's like turning Yahtzee into Yahtzo.
Also, you got to make the box bigger because Uno and Dos are both very short words, but Trace has one extra letter and then Cuatro has like two.
Yeah.
We're just gonna keep going up. Siete? Oh, that's going to fuck them up, dude.
What about like DS Ocho? Like, what are we going to do at that point?
Yeah, the words start getting a little bit. Setenta y seis.
Oh, when you get to the E's? Yeah, it's going to be tough.
That's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, I don't know if I drive with that. I don't know if that's the jazz I'm looking for.
Yeah.
It's not the jazz.
I'm hearing what you're playing right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you, what?
I'm playing the bean game. I'm playing the bean game.
Charlie's jamming out to some music.
Scott, play my music.
He's got his music on again. Is this like a recurring gag where he's going to be just like jamming out? I mean, like he sounds really dumb right now because he's in the moment right now. He's not listening to anything.
Scott, please put my music in.
He's not actually listening to any songs, and he's moving his head around like
he is. We're just
kind of
all silent in a Discord call as he is just dancing right now to nothing.
To music that is not there
right now. There's no music there. There's nothing remotely around him. He's
pretending to kiss people now.
I think he's currently accepting babies from the citizens of a city and kissing them as a politician. And now I think that he's flicking things away.
He's got a gun. Oh, Jesus Christ!
He's got a gun. He's listening to music, but now he's robbing the viewer. Now he's broken the fourth wall.
He's currently robbing a bank. Charlie Slimesicle currently robbing a bank. Oh, but he's jamming out. That's some good music.
It seems like this is just like a silent.
Oh, he's out.
He's gone.
He's out.
Stop his music, Scott. So that looked like. Oh wait, he's still going.
Oh God! I hope he doesn't die here. He's gotten himself into a sticky situation. Is his music still going?
Story. He was a politician, and then he started flicking things away.
So that is a good song. I'm so happy that that's my song.
Right.
You just played out the entire story of a man who was at a silent disco, get lost, and then become a politician, and then go down a dark path, and then have to rob a bank for money, all while listening to music the whole time.
Hey,
is that not Baby Driver?
What can I say? That's my song. Holy fuck, you're right. I'm Baby.
Well, he doesn't become a politician.
Anyone can be a politician.
That's the spirit.
I'm Baby.
I mean, I'm
Clip
Baby.
Clip it and ship it, ladies and gentlemen.
Ted, are you Baby?
I'm a bit of a baby.
Okay, let's hear it. Mama.
Okay. I'm gonna do something else.
I can't believe you wanted to go into this episode with any idea of what we were gonna do, because this is so much better.
Oh man.
Schlatt, dude, he looks fucking weird without headphones. What the hell?
Well, he's got a haircut. He got a haircut.
Oh my God, dude, that looks. I would tell him how great it looks, but he doesn't have fucking. Yeah, he can't hear me. It looks
good. Oh, no, he can hear us.
It looks good, man.
He can hear us. He's got his
headphones
off.
It looks great. He got it.
Okay.
Get on the fucking ground! Get on the ground! Get on the...
Oh, we're coming a little bit... We're unraveling a little bit at the end here. We're unraveling a little bit.
Yeah. Which utters the cheese and which is the milk? Okay. Tell me!
We should probably hit some... We're reaching towards the end here. We should probably hit some spots in the... God damn. Let's talk about some questions that you guys have for us.
Fine. Scott, play Ted's music.
Play my music, Scott. All right, guys. It's time for your favorite part of the episode where we talk about our Chuckle Sandwich Q&A. You can find the link to the Google form to submit questions, topics, comments, would you rathers to us. I didn't actually look through this time around because I haven't gotten very good at this. But I will say that I'm going to scroll for a question, and then the most realistic thing I land on, I will go on. Somebody wrote, is Scholar actually gay? I think that they were trying to write Schlatt, but they ended up getting auto-corrected and was referring to Schlatt as Scholar.
What was the question?
Nah, it doesn't matter. I'm going to get it. And Scott's going to cut around this part, so it seems like I actually found something right away.
He surely will.
I mean, here's a good one.
Okay. Do you even have one yet, or are you just saying that?
No, I do.
And really hoping you're going to find one.
Okay. What drives your passion, your biggest motivator, essentially?
If you guys don't answer, that means
that you're not passionate.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. I'll start power.
Power? That's not what I expected you to answer. Is it, power? Yeah,
it's power. Well, like, if I didn't answer fast enough, I wasn't going to be motivated, so I had to think of something. So now it's power.
Money. So you're... Okay. God. Got a bunch of fucking...
Blood.
What's the word? Grifters? A bunch of grifters on this podcast. Is that the right word
my
to use?
Passion,
I don't know what that means.
Bones.
Bones?
Oh, that's just a person who operates a sideshow at a circus. Swindler.
I'm driven by bones. If I had to actually answer,
Answer it truthfully. Yeah. I feel from like your heart, your soul.
I don't know. It's hard with this thing because sometimes you don't really get too reflective about it. You just get caught up in doing it every day, and sometimes you got to step back and you got to be like, "Why am I doing this?" I do it because I think everyone has a way that they find easiest and I think most fun to express themselves, and I just like playing around with that. I'm just here to have a good time, and I think that honestly, you know, I think it's easy to say like, oh, I do this to entertain other people and stuff, but I think it's a byproduct of just doing things that I think are fun and getting a little wacky with it and expressing myself in a few of the ways that I, you know, kind of know how and feel like I've turned them into something kind of special. So that's what I'd say mine is. Yeah.
I would say that I enjoy making pieces of work that I'm proud of. I like doing comedy stuff. I like joking around, having a good time. I like making other people laugh. So yeah, I don't know. I do enjoy reaching finished products of something visual and entertaining. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the feeling of having created something cool. That's what I like. That's my motivator.
Cool, man.
Is it still money for you, Schlatt?
I don't think Schlatt's going to change it. Yeah, well, I was going to say,
listen,
we don't need
I'm
to.
Just going to collect. Well, now that I've moved on from money, I'm transitioning into
You've
collecting.
You've moved on from money?
I've moved on. I'm collecting my childhood influences like Thanos on a little power glove.
What are you talking about?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to take them all.
Take them? You're going to put them in the same place that you have your chef?
Yes.
I'm going to dehydrate my childhood heroes.
There's a room where I will store all my childhood heroes. And soon when we have Freddie W. and Mr. Sark and all these guys on the podcast, you'll wonder where they go after it.
I've got the tubes ready.
You do?
I've got the tubes ready.
Jeez.
And
that's all that needs to be said.
I'm sorry, guys.
All right. Sorry. Well, those are some good answers. And I guess we should end this off with a would you rather. And that would you rather is...
I like telling stories, too. That's what I want to throw on there. It's good. I like that.
Would you rather shit every 5 minutes or never shit but always feel constipated?
Just take probiotics and I'd be okay.
Take probiotics.
No, this is a would you rather. You can't just say, I know the secret to this. I just got to take probiotics. You have two choices of how you're going to exist.
Neither choice is
going to
matter when I take
shit every 5 minutes or never shit, but always feel
constipated. My shits are longer than 5 minutes. I stay on the bowl and I enjoy myself. So if I'm shitting every five minutes, then I'm just perpetually on the toilet.
You're
going to
get shit-locked.
You're going to get shit-locked. So maybe just feel constipated and take some Advil.
I probably feel constipated as well.
Yeah.
There's something about a good shit, though, right?
I don't know if I've ever...
to feel it sliding out.
And to never have that relief ever again? Do you think you could...
Well, or no, you'd have only... it. You'd have it. It would just be like you'd actually be constantly getting that relief. Which is kind of awesome.
Yeah. Every 5 minutes seems like a very, very rough interval to be having to shit.
It is a rough interval. You never get anything done.
That's like a 500% increase in shit... timing or something. I don't know if that's
this
even
is
accurate.
Like way too, it's way too much time on the shitter.
Yeah, it's
way too much.
Well, this must be coming from someone who wrote it, and they were like, my shits are only 2 minutes. That means I have 3 minutes on average of time in between each shit.
You'd want to die after like the first day or two. Yeah. You would.
Yeah, but I mean, for those of our, like, the viewers that are listening to this that have to shit every 4 minutes, they're probably screaming at the screen right now.
Yeah. You want to
that, that's what you've, I mean, that's fine. That, yeah. That's,
okay, fine. That's how about all? This is a bit of a violent one. Okay. Would you rather fall down a giant cheese grater into a pool of hand sanitizer or get shot in both of your knees?
Oh my God, cheese grater.
What? You'd rather fall down
You're
a giant cheese?
You're going to die if you do the cheese grater.
Why? I'll be fine.
Charlie, think about this. Cheese grater first, then fall into...
Hand sanitizer.
Shoot me in the legs.
Okay, no. Cheese grater's going to hurt. Yeah.
No, that will chunk you.
No, dude, it won't. It won't chunk me. Because I'm going to be at the top, and you're going to get a choice of sides. You're going to either go down the... No! Listen to me, Ted! You're going to look at a cheese grater. You're on the top of a cheese grater, and you're standing on a little rubber part at the top, and you've got four fucking options. You've got option one, big slide mega blade, okay? That's the big part of the cheese grater that seriously is going to chunk you, but you don't have to go that way. You've got side option, perforation spikes repeating infinitely. That's the side one, is those little things that come out and you always get the sponge caught on them. I'm not messing with that. I'm going to be flayed asunder. But then you've got the final option, the one that you can maybe trust, and that's the one where it's all those little small bumps, the one you usually use for cheese, and that, if you angle yourself just right, if you perpetually, or if you're spinning, if you're rolling, if you're hitting these things right, you're gonna get a little scraped up, and it's gonna really hurt when you get to the bottom, but at least you're not gonna be that idiot who said, yeah, shoot me in the fucking knees.
Usually cheese, you know, is used in every instance on a cheese grater, though.
Why are we talking? I'm not. What are you calling me, cheese? What's going on?
Your answer is wrong, but that's okay. You can be wrong.
No, I'm sticking with it. I think it's 100% right.
I don't know. Giant cheese grater. I don't, Charlie, I feel like you're going to end up as a giant pile of Parmesan.
Well, I fall down once, right? It's not like someone, a big giant grabs me and then grates me like for a minute and then drops me in. Like, what's the deal?
Yeah, I mean, it's the question is this
that?
Is how they word
is
it.
Does that
would
happen?
You rather, this is the exact word for word thing they said. Yeah. Would you rather fall down a giant cheese grater
Yes, I would.
You have to listen. You have to quiet coyote for me for a second. Just listen to how they say it. Would you rather fall down a giant cheese grater into a pool of hand sanitizer or get shot in both of your knees? Question mark.
Still the cheese grater. Yes.
So you wouldn't want to get shot in both of your knees?
No, I wouldn't want to get my get shot in both my knees.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Because I wonder if like those giant lacerations, those cuts and stuff, that would be seemingly incredibly painful, Schlatt.
Shoot me in the fucking knees.
Elaborate, man. You can't just say that.
You will get chunked.
I'm going to go down the modern
You will get chunked.
I'm just going to get heavily chafed. I'm not going to get chunked.
No, you'll die. You'll die. I'm sorry. It's silly. Shoot me in the legs.
Ted? Weigh in.
Shoot me in the knees.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
I don't want to be Parmesan.
Yeah, all right. I mean, you don't have to ask me twice. Get on the fucking ground! Show me your knees! Show me those! Pull up your shorts! Pull up your pants! Let me see it! It looks like a little kid in there! It looks like a little kid screaming in there! Pull them up! Both knees! Let me see them! Left or right? Left or right? Left or right first? You haven't had your camera on the whole time. Show me your knee on the camera.
I showed my knees.
Okay, here goes the first one. Boom! There's one.
I'm dead.
Oh, you died?
Charlie, well, one final one and then we'll end the podcast.
Yeah.
This one I feel like is... Okay, this one we don't have to answer, but this one's kind of funny. Be an undergraduate student or die.
Die. 100% die.
This one I feel like is going to be really easy for Charlie to answer for some reason, but would you rather have a smaller set of teeth behind your teeth like a moray eel or never be able to poop?
What do you think I'm going to say?
I think that you would have a smaller set of teeth behind your teeth, Charlie, and I just think that, that's something that you could find some reason to be excited about.
The practical benefits are limitless.
I knew it!
Yeah. I knew the teeth, too.
There you go.
Yeah. Here's the thing, guys. You got to make sure that when you're submitting these that they're, like, that they're, like, equal. Like, have dinner with Jay-Z or get 500 grand. Like, one of them is have dinner with Jay-Z or get 500 grand. I'd like 500 grand, please. Schlatt?
Sorry?
Would you like 500 grand or have dinner with Jay-Z?
I'd still like to die. No, I'd like to die.
It's not part of the question.
Are the teeth still on the table?
Or like there's some pretty ridiculous ones like would you rather be gluten free or be gluten?
Are you gonna say gluten free or be like glued?
No, like you have the option of having to like have celiac or something, or literally physically be gluten.
Can't go mouthful mode if you're gluten free. But that if you've got true. Those teeth, ooh, you know what I'm going.
Jeez.
Mouthful mode.
Either way, thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. We answer some questions. Give us some better would you rathers in the future. Balance them. Make sure they're balanced so that we argue because we love to do that.
We do.
This has been episode 45. Thanks to everyone who purchased Chuckle Sandwich Anniversary merch. We really appreciate you. Those will be getting sent out in several weeks since it was a pre-order. And we will see you guys.
Don't believe in the probiotic sentiment. Stay antibiotic.
The antibiotes will take over.
Join us.
Join
us. Become antibody.
Kill the children. Ascend.